Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We honor your name, we bow before you, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help?
My help cometh from the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. He is there. He will come for my tools to be moved. The Lord has been me. He will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand. Oh, the sun shall not smite. By day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve my soul. He will forevermore. My help, my help, my help. Oh,
magnify your name, Jesus. Our helper. Lift your two hands to him. Let us bless his name. My helper. I bless you. I magnify your name. We bless your name, Jesus. For your help that we enjoy, we magnify you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. thank you for help. For the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my strength. Upon my right hand. Upon my right hand. For the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve my soul, even forevermore. Can we lift our hands? We might just confess that in song. All my help comes from the Lord. All my help comes from the Lord. All of my help comes from the Lord. I come here and say I'm not a self-made man. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. I am not a self-made man. My help comes from the Lord. We thank you. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you. Can we take the chorus together? Our hands lifted up. My help. My help. Confession. That's our proclamation. That's our affirmation. That all our help come from you. And we are here to assess your help again. We magnify you. We bless your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. We'll take the whole chapter. Can we lift our hands up and take it together? Let's go. Once we go, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He will keep me. Say this year, by divine assistance, the Lord will establish me. He will not allow my foot to be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will deliver me from slippery paths by His assistance. He will deliver me from every slippery path. In the name of Jesus, I will be established. My feet will not be moved. I will be established. My foot will not be moved. I will be established. My foot will not be moved. I am established. And my foot is not moved. In the name of Jesus. Verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord. Say, by divine assistance, say, I enjoy divine assistance in 2022. For the Lord is my keeper, and the Lord is the shade at my right hand. Therefore, I enjoy divine assistance. I enjoy divine help in 2022. For the Lord is my keeper, and the Lord is the shade at my right hand. I enjoy divine help. I enjoy divine help. I enjoy divine assistance. For the Lord is my keeper and the shield at my right hand. I enjoy divine assistance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Breaking news. 2022, you are not permitted to be stranded. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your keeper. In the name of Jesus, can we pray? The sun shall not strike me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve my soul. Lord will preserve my soul. Can we pray the Lord will preserve my going out and my coming in? The Lord will preserve my going out and my coming in. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved in 2022. No harm befalls me by divine assistance. I am preserved. The Lord blesses my going out and my coming in. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy divine help all around me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy divine help. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Welcome somebody to church. Can you just welcome somebody to church? We thank you. We thank you. Oh Lord, let us see your hand at work in our midst this evening. In the name of Jesus, let us see your hand at work this evening. In the name of Jesus. Joshua 4:24. This evening, I want us to come and pray about enjoying divine assistance by the hand of the Lord. Enjoying divine assistance by the hand of the Lord. There are many things that the Bible says about the hand of the Lord. The Bible says in Joshua 4:24 that the hand of the Lord does mighty things. Mighty things. Can we lift our hand and pray together? Say, because the hand of the Lord does mighty things. He is mine. This hand will make assistance available for me this year. In the name of Jesus. Because the hand of the Lord does mighty things. This hand will make divine assistance, supernatural assistance available for me this year. Because the hand of the Lord does mighty things. His hands will make mighty things. His hands will make divine assistance. This man will make help available for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Psalm 118, verse 15 and 16. 118, 15 and 16. Can we read together? The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. 16. The hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. That means the right hand of the Lord does mighty things. The right hand of the Lord performs mighty things. It does valiantly. Can we pray? Say, by the right hand of the Lord, I do valiantly. This year, in the name, can we pray in the name of Jesus? Valiant, valiant work, valiant work, valiant work for me in 2022. By the right hand of the Lord, The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. 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 I do great and mighty things this year. By the right hand of the Lord. 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 Great and mighty are my experiences. By the right hand of the Lord. Supernatural assistance. By the valiant right hand of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Psalm 20, one of my favorite Psalms. It talks about the Lord who saved his anointed with the saving might of his right hand. I pray for everyone this year. You will experience the right hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord will do mighty things for you. By the hand of the Lord this year, you shall not fail. In the name of Jesus, everything that has failed in the past, by the right hand of the Lord, let them be set in order. In the name of Jesus, I ask that your life will be set in order. By the right hand of the Lord, by the hand of the Lord, that your life will be set in order. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray together? Can we pray? Say, everything that is not working in my life, oh Lord, set them in order. By your right hand, supernaturally assist me. By your right hand, set them in order, set them in order. Set them in order, set them in order. Set them in order, set them in order. Everything not working well in my life, oh Lord, set them in order by your right hand. By your right hand, mention the area of your life that you need the Lord to set in order. By your right hand, by your right hand, by your right hand, set them in order. Oh Lord, arise, set my life in order, set my destiny in order, set my work in order. By your right hand, set them in order. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 19 verse 1. Quickly, sir, please. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of a God, and the firmament shows his. That means it is his hand that created everything. Lift your right hand up. Say, Mani bokuli ala manzata kariya balebo shite. And the Guria Malabazida, Nike Ribogoria Malebosida, Areboko Lima Labazida, Eke Teke Telebokoria, Erike Rebokuria. Listen to the word of God. Whatever is missing in your life and destiny, let the hand of the Lord create them for you now. Let the hand of the Lord create them for you now. Let the Lord create them for you. By his hand, let them create them for you. By his hand, let him create them for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, you're by your hand, you created things. Everything missing in my life and destiny at this service. Oh Lord, arise. Create them. Opportunities. Create them. Oh Lord, arise. Create. Let them be created. By your hands. By your hands, let them be created. By your hands, let them be created. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat, bow down your heads. Jeremiah 18. Create in me.
And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart.
Jeremiah 18, God asked Jeremiah to visit the potter, and he saw the hand of a potter at work. Can we bow our heads? Say, every area of my life that is not working according to time. Oh, Lord, you are the potter. With your hands, remold my life. Remold my destiny. Remold my life. Remold my destiny. Remold my life. Remold my destiny. Oh, Lord, remold my life. Remold my destiny. Oh, Lord, remold issues. Change issues. Change this. Change them. Let there be a change. By your hands. By your hands. By your hands. Let there be a change. By your hands. Let there be a change. By your hands. Let there be a change. By your hands, let there be a change. Area da 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 ba karia. Ebe kete lebo koria da. Mazata kata lebo koria. Ebe kete kete lebo. Ebe kete lebo koria. Eri kete lelelele lebo koria. Mazata kata. Ebe kete 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 le. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Your father is a potter. He has a spear for everything he has created. And if he doesn't want, he can remodel. If you need a thing, once you wait, you will see. The thing was made in his hand. The pot was not as he wanted it. He smashed it. I started already. Listen, it does not matter the past. The Lord can start with you anew this year. Father, let's pray. Check your life. Where do you want God to change? Just tell him, Potter, Father, you are my Potter. I have come to you today. Oh Lord, remote my life. Change things. Remote my life. I have come myself. I subject myself unto your authority. By your hands, remote my life. By your hands, remote my destiny. By your hands, remote my life. Remote my destiny. By your hands. Remote my life, remote my destiny, Lord. Remote my life, remote my destiny. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Tell him the area of your life you need a touch. Let his hand come in. Let his hand come in. Oh Lord, arise by your hands. Arise by your hands. Arise by your hands. Rabalelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel Oh, Lord, by your hands, create new things. Change my life. Change my destiny. Change issues. By your hands, let there be a transformation. Oh, Lord, by your hands, let there be transformation. Of the Lord be upon that area of your life. Let the hand of the Lord come upon that area of your life. Your hand, oh Lord, your hand. Let your hand be upon my destiny. Let your hand come upon me.
And all that joy that fills my soul, something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Shalom. First Chronicles 4, from verse 9 to 10. It is by the hand of the Lord that the story of people's life change. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez because I bore him in pain. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will... Can I hear you? Let's go together. Oh, that... Bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That your hand... Put your hand on your head. Say, oh, Lord, let your hand be upon my life and bring about necessary changes. Can you pray for yourself like you did for Jabez? Jabez understood the power of the hand of the Lord, and he said that your hand may be with me, that your hand may be upon me. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. 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 Let your hand be upon any inadequate part of my life. Let your hand be upon. 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 Let your hand be upon me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know how we are going to pray this prayer? You're going to lift your right hand up and say, by your hand, bless me indeed. By your hand, enlarge my territory. By your hand, keep me from evil. Are you ready? Lift your right hand and say, by your hand, oh Lord, bless me indeed. By your hand, enlarge my cause. By your hand, keep me from evil. And then, can we pray in the name of Jesus? By your hands, by your hands. Bless me, by your hands. Bless me indeed. By your hands, enlarge my cause. By your hands, keep me from evil. Keep me from evil by your hands. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my cause. Keep me from evil by your hands. By your hands, by your hands. By your hands, oh Lord. Arise by your hands for my help. Bless me and enlarge my cause. Keep me from evil by your hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 105, have your seat. Psalm 105. Psalm 105. 14 to 15. They moved from nation to nation. He permitted no one to touch them. He permitted no one to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed. Do my pro. Please, put it on 14 for me for now. He rebuked kings for their sake. You know you can't compare a king with a president. A president is democratically elected. We have check and balances for him. He is not the one that makes the law. He only executes the law. He is not the one that sits in judgment to interpret the law. But the king is different. So a president or president democracy, there is presidency, there is legislator, there is judiciary. But for a king has all the three in one. He makes the law, he executes it, he interprets it. So I want you to know the people he said should not touch us. President has more. Even though president is the one that is closer to you. I'm not talking about the king of your village where they are just separating land and you be king there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking of king. The one can just pass and say, I take over. I've taken over you. And the other will say, oh, my king, thank you for finding me worthy of taking my wife. Genesis chapter 12. I want to take time on this because some of you have been oppressed. But the hand of the Lord will come upon every power, every person, every situation oppressing you today. Genesis 12. From verse 16. Let's take 16 and 17. He treated Abraham well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. Verse 17. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Look at it. Most of the time he will say, Pharaoh did not do wrong. It was Abraham that lied. But have you been in the presence of a king before? Even your guy in the office. The one before most of you stammer. He calls and say, what did I do? Why is DG calling me? Oh? So when you get there and he wants to say something, your leg is shaking. Before you know it, he wants to say, you know, you say, yes, no, yes, yes, no, no. The Lord have your interest at heart. Anyone using his power and authority against you, the hand of the Lord shall come upon them. In the name of Jesus. You know, in those days, he can say, kill Abraham and pick the wife. Abraham repeated it twice. The second one, Abimelech, I think that's Genesis 20. Verse 1 to 7. God went to see Abimelech when he was sleeping in a dream and said, you are a dead man. You have picked the wife of a prophet. You are a dead man. Listen to me. You are an anointed of the Lord. He that picks what belongs to you is a dead man. Lift your right hand up. Say, every circumstance, every situation, every power, every personality oppressing my life, oh, hand of the Lord, come upon them and release me. Oh, hand of the Lord, come upon them. 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 Oh, hand of the Lord, assist me. Come upon them. Assist me. Come upon them. Assist me. Come upon them. Every circumstance, every situation, every power, every personality, any human being, anywhere oppressing me, the hand of the Lord is against you. Oh Lord, let your hand come against them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because you are a Christian, they say you will not get to 11. Because you are a Christian, they say they will not make you work in the department. But we arise by the hand of the Lord. Anything that is being planned against you, let the hand of the Lord turn it against them. In the name of Jesus, you do not understand. Every circumstance, any evil appointment booked for you this year, let the hand of the Lord scatter them. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of the Lord scatter them. Let the hand of the Lord scatter them. Let the hand of the Lord scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say, oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Lift your right hand and say, oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Can I hear you? Maligay the lele boku liabala. Manda katalabakariabalabazida. Rikete lebokuria manadadadada. Rabagaria erede. Mazata katalaba. Rikete lebokuria. Let your hand be upon me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have lift your two hands up. Let's pray together. Say, let your hands be upon our children. Can we pray? Let your hands be upon our children. Wherever they are now, wherever they will be, let your hands, oh Lord, arise, fight for our children by your right hand, by your right hand, by your outstretched hand. Arise and fight for our children. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Proverbs 21, verse 1. I will not want to rush. Maybe I will continue it tomorrow. Proverbs 21, verse 1. 21, verse 1. 1, 1. Can we all read together? The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like rivers of water, he turns it wherever. That's why you don't need to lobby the king. Lobby God. There are kings and there are kingmakers. Lobby the kingmaker. The king is a pawn in the hand of the Lord. Are we here? Anyone that is a king in your matter, let the Lord direct them to favor you. Let the Lord direct them to help you. Let the Lord direct them to assist you. In the name of Jesus, let them take your matter for their head. Let them begin to fight for you. Let them begin to pray for you. Let them begin to speak on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Please, always remember this. The king is a pawn in the hand of a king of kings. And he is able to direct them. Therefore, we decree by his grace, by his assistance, let the Lord make that thing to work out for your good. In the name of Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 7. Sorry, Ezra 7. Ezra 7, verse 6. Ezra 7, verse 6. Go and read Ezra 7 when you get to. This Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him some of his requests. Can you listen to me this year? You know, sometimes you need five things from people. You know, say, let me just ask for three. Am I the only one he can help? You are not talking like the child of a king. It's everything you want that will be granted. Are we here? Continue. The king granted him all according to the hand of the Lord, his God, upon him. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Let your hand be upon me. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. But for our time, I want to jump to verse 25 down for you to see. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, nobody can say no to your request. Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah 2. Nehemiah 2. 7 to 8. 7 to 8. Nehemiah was a butler who needed to be smiling while serving the king. But he was frowning. But the hand of the Lord was upon him. The king did not turn against him. The king did not say, hey, why are you not smiling? He just said, what is wrong with you? And then the king asked him to ask what he wanted. He said, furthermore, I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through the life. Where do you want to get to in life? And there is opposition. Hear the word of the Lord. The king of kings has given you a pass. Begin to pass through. begin to pass through. Begin to pass through. In the name of Jesus. He said, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of a king's forest, that you must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will. And let's read the last one. And granted them to me according to the good hand of God. If there's a prayer I'm going to pray this year, I've given you many to pray. Oh Lord, let your hand lift your two hands up. Oh Lord, let your hand be up. Let your hand be visible upon my destiny. Let your hand be visible upon my life. Oh Lord, let your hand. Let your hand. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sit down like a king. Sit down like a king. Now, we are sure the hand of God is upon us. Are you sure of that? Now, you are going to make a request. You are not begging. You are a prince. You are not begging. Hello. If it's a prayer for you to beg, I will tell you, say, beg the Lord. You are not begging. You are requesting from your Father to do it for you. Are we here? Hello, are we here? Ask like a prince. I give you 1 minute. Make your request to the Lord. Concerning people, make your request. Make your request. Make your request. Make your request to the Lord. Because the right hand, because the hand of the Lord is upon me and is visible to all your requests are granted. You cannot be refused. You cannot be turned back. You cannot be denied. You cannot be turned back. You cannot be refused. You cannot be denied. The hand of the Lord is upon you to assist you. By the hand of the Lord. By the hand of the Lord. By the hand of the Lord. Let me give you an extra 30 seconds. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. December 26th, the Lord asked me, Piodu, what do you want me to do for you next year? I gave him 7. January 2, I added another 3 to it. See, if you wake me up at night, I can tell you the 7, and I can tell you the 3. Know what you want God to do for you. Not that today we ask you for one. What do you want God to do? You go like this. Tomorrow, you go like this. Another day, even the angels will look at you that you are not a serious human being. You don't know what you want. You don't know what. In fact, you act based on your mood. What do you want God to do for you? You must always be prepared. Write that thing down. Let it be within your Bible. Whenever they say anything, raise it up and read. Have you thought about it? Have you thought about it? I ask that the hand of the Lord will deliver every of your requests. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Let's take like 2 more. The hand of the Lord is stretched against every stubborn, unrepentant enemy against the children of God. We don't need to go far. You know Pharaoh. You know Egypt. Exodus 7:5. See, he said, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Whoever is keeping you captive anywhere, whether you know about it or not, let the hand of the Lord take you from that captivity. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. You are delivered by the hand of the Lord. Can you say from every captivity? Can I hear from every captivity? From every chain, from every cage, from every prison of the enemy, hand of the Lord, arise! Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. I am delivered by the hand of the Lord from every shame, every cage, every prison, every chain, wherever the enemy has kept me, every captivity, I am delivered. I am delivered by the hand of the Lord. I am delivered by the hand of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Deuteronomy 26:8. I wish we just have time more time to explain some dynamics of here. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm with great terror and with signs. I wonder, whoever refuses to let you go, the Lord will make them a sign of what he does in the midst of his disobedience. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. May you enjoy divine assistance. May you enjoy supernatural assistance. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands here. Every stubborn, long-term, unrepentant enemy that pursued you even to this place, let the hand of the Lord, La Libre Shita Karia Balaba Zita, every stubborn, long-term, unrepentant enemy, let the hand of the Lord come upon them. Let the hand of the Lord deliver you from their hands. Let the hand of the Lord make a way from them for you. In the name of Jesus, anything that belongs to you in the hand of the stubborn, unrepentant, long-term enemy, let the hand of the Lord release them for you. Let the hand of the Lord release them for you. Let the hand of the Lord release them for you. Please stretch your hands to me. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Any man or a woman that said without them, you are not going to move on, let the hand of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Any unrepentant, stubborn enemy that has been pursuing you from the womb, that have refused to let you marry, let the hand of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, any unrepentant, stubborn enemy turning your loved ones, your lovers against you before your marriage, let the hand of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, any long-term, unrepentant, stubborn enemy, oh, we withholding your babies from you, let the hand of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Whatever any other hand has denied you, any hand that has denied you anything, let the hand of the Lord break those hands. I didn't hear your amen. Let the hand of the Lord break those hands. Let the hand of the Lord break those hands. Let the hands of the Lord break those hands. Everything you desire that is in the hands of another person, let the hand of the Lord release them unto you. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of the Lord do valiantly for you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Have your seat. Let's take one more. We thank you. We bless you. 1 Kings 18. Let's take from verse 44. 1 Kings 18. From verse 44. Elijah has prayed 3.5 years ago and said there shall be no rain. And after his encounter with the people, with the prophet of Baal, after killing over 800 of them, he started praying for rain. So he prayed with his head between his legs. I don't know how many people can do that. Put your head between your legs at this age, when you are not a gymnast. But he did that at the top of the mountain. So, and it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. I can see a cloud rising up from your father's house. I can see a cloud rising up from your hometown. I can see a cloud rising up for your promotion, for your abundance, for your miracles, for your breakthrough. A cloud is rising up for you. In the name of Jesus. So, he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain. Only a finger of cloud. That's what he saw. Most of you are waiting for a cloud the size of this church. You need only a finger. Only a palm is enough for you. Your faith will enlarge that cloud to do great things for you. Are we here? Verse 45. I'm going to 46. 45. Now it happened in the meantime that the star, the sky, became dark. I want to tell you, if by the time he saw this moth, if he said it is nothing, it will not turn black. It becomes nothing. Please, you understand what I'm telling you? Remember, this year you are speaking. And the sky became black with cloud and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Verse 46. Can we all reach together? Let me hear you. Have you run with a dog before? Has a dog chased you before? I use a dog because a dog is common. A horse should be 10 times faster than a dog. And you know the king always have the best horse in town. But the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And he gathered the team and started running. And he outran a horse. Why? The hand of the Lord came upon him. By the hand of the Lord, everyone that have gone ahead of you, arise and overtake them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet, lift your two hands up, let's pray together. Adalaba gada, madalaba gada, madalebo gode de debo, aria da bakaria. Can I hear you? Mary de debo, maria kata, maria, eretete lebo goria, mazata kata, maria da, eketele de debo, maria kada, mazata, meke, marikete lebo goria. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. See, simple prayer. By the hand of the Lord, I receive speed. Can I hear by the hand of the Lord upon me? I gain speed. Speed, speed. Momentum, momentum. I gain speed. I gain momentum. I accelerate. I accelerate. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I accelerate. I accelerate. I gain speed. Speed, 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 speed. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I gain speed. I can speak. I can speak. I can speak. I can speak. By the hand of the Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seats. Have your seats. Please listen to me. Listen attentively. If you have a report anywhere that is against you, you take the communion in front. Health report. Any report that is against you. I did not say anybody. So everybody should come and please listen to me attentively. You have a written report anywhere that is against you. Come and take the communion in the front. Are they answering? As you take the communion of the first. Just face me. Don't back me. Just face me. We thank you. Can we lift our right hand up and say, oh Lord, by your mighty hand, do great signs and wonders as I take up this communion. By your mighty hand, by your mighty hand, by your mighty hand, by your mighty hand. By your mighty hands, by your mighty hands, do great signs. Make me a sign. Make me a wonder. Make me a sign. Make me a wonder. By your mighty hands, as I take this communion, make me a sign. Make me a wonder. 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 At the Boko Ria Tatataba. Eriketetetetetebo. Makatala. Erikete, Masata Kata, Marikete, let your hand be upon me for sign and wonder. Let your hand be upon me for sign and wonder. Let your hand be upon me for sign and wonder. Let your hand be upon me for signs and wonder. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I've shared with you which we are going to do. One day in this same altar, after preaching, I was very tired. There was this son of ours in church that I've been going to hospital almost every week. Almost every week. Almost every week. And the father, in fact, the father sometimes will not want to call me. And I told him, just call me anytime you have an issue. Then they went to do a test and they said he has a heart problem. And after service, I was tired. He brought the report to me. I was seated here. I prayed for him and I threw the report on the altar. We threw the report on the altar. He went back to look for money for operation or whatever. So they went back to the hospital. And they said before they do the operation, let them do a test again. When they did the test, everything has cleared away. The Lord that changed that report is the one with the mighty hand. Let him arise and change the report of your case. Every report medically, let them be changed at this altar today. In the name of Jesus. Everything broken in any area of your life, as we take of this bread, represent the broken body of Jesus, let them all be amended in the name of Jesus. As we take of the broken body of Jesus, everything broken and proven by any record, by any report, let there be a change in the name of Jesus. anything in your body eating it up, let that thing die immediately. Let them 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 die immediately. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Can you take up the body of the Lord? Take the bread. Can you pray for me? Say, by the hand of the Lord, let there be a turnaround in any situation that is working against my life. Can we pray, church, in the name of Jesus? By the hand of the Lord, let there be a turnaround in any situation working against me. In the name of Jesus, let there be a turnaround. Marete lelebo, mazataka, ribo koria, literia ba, maribo koria, rata lelele, mazata. Matelebo kuria nada, rabakata erededebo, mazata karia, eberia karia, merededebo, masitelelebo kuria, pre, masitelele, matelebo kuria nada, masitelele. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
And you.
You will never
whenever we take the communion, there is always a turnaround. Expect a turnaround. Can we just pray, Lord, as we take of your blood, let it bring about a turnaround. Mention that area of your life, a turnaround. As I take of this blood, let your hand come mightily upon me. Let your hand come mightily upon me. Let your hand come mightily upon me. And let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround by your hand. Let there be a turnaround by your hand. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This communion is for supernatural assistance for you. I don't know what that means to you. Where do you want God to assist you? If it's attached to the covenant, can you talk to him? Assist me here. Supernatural assistance. Supernatural assistance. Supernatural assistance. Supernatural help and assistance. Supernatural help and assistance. Supernatural help and assistance. We thank you. We glorify your name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blood that was shed for us. Thank you, because we'll never be the same, because your hands are mighty upon us. We bless you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Take of the blood. Whatever is causing pain in your body, psychological, demonic, physically, whatever is the cause, by this blood of a covenant, let them vanish from your body. In the name of Jesus, whatever is causing you emotional pain and depression, whatever the issue is in your life, by the blood of a covenant, let them be taken away from your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has denied you by the blood of the covenant, let them be released unto you in the name of Jesus. I ask that the hand of the Lord will come mightily upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can we read from Psalm 121? Let's close. Let's take Psalm 121 as our benediction again. Psalm 121. Can I have it? Psalm 121. I think these are things we should know. Let's go. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who makes the heavens and the earth. I can't hear you now. Let's go. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade at my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time and forevermore. May the hand of the Lord be mighty upon you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.